The term mastermind group usually conjures up images of executives in expensive suits
Right.
sitting around a corporate boardroom somewhere.
Oh, yeah, like some high-stakes movie scene.
Exactly. But the truth is, you already have a mastermind group dictating your life right now. I mean, it is simply the people you voluntarily spend your free time with.
Right. Which brings us to today's deep dive.
Yes. Welcome. We are gearing up for the heavy lifting of your day one exercises in week 16 of the Laws of Life workbook.
And the focus today is Law 16, which is keep your true friends to people who you want to be a little more like in some way.
It sounds like really simple advice on the surface, but from a psychological standpoint, this law forces a rather uncomfortable confrontation.
Oh, absolutely. It exposes the invisible forces that are actively shaping your daily behavior.
Right, because we tend to think of our daily choices as entirely our own, like we're in total control of the wheel.
But we aren't. Not really.
No. Human behavior is highly malleable. If your immediate social circle is constantly complaining or, making poor financial choices, you don't just happen to make similar choices.
Right. Your brain actively recalibrates what it considers normal. I mean, mechanistically, your brain is functioning a lot like a smartphone, right?
Oh, how so?
Well, think of a phone constantly searching for a Wi-Fi signal. To save cognitive battery power, your brain automatically connects to the strongest behavioral signal in the room.
Wait, really? So it's an efficiency thing?
Exactly. It's an ancient survival mechanism. Your neural pathways literally adjust their physical firing patterns to match the social baselines of the herd.
Just so you don't get cast out of the group.
Right. You are quite literally syncing to their frequency.
But wait, let me push back a little here.
Yeah.
If I'm actively analyzing my friends to see what traits I want to, sync to,
Yeah.
and deliberately ignoring the rest,
Yeah.
isn't that incredibly transactional? Like it feels a bit elitist, like I'm just using my friends for self-improvement.
That's a totally fair concern. But I think of it less as using people and more as selective modeling. You aren't demanding your friends be flawless.
Because no one is flawless.
Right. In fact, it's the exact opposite. You might have a friend who is incredibly generous with their time, but, their personal finances are just a complete disaster.
Oh, we all have that friend.
Right. So you can consciously choose to model that generosity while deliberately putting up a firewall against their money habits.
And that firewall concept is exactly what the day one exercises are trying to help you build.
Yeah, but when you sit down with the workbook today, you're going to feel some serious psychological friction.
Oh, definitely. The prompts don't pull any punches. First, they ask you to look at a friend who sets a great example.
Which is the easy part.
Right. But then they abruptly pivot to listing your own innate habits that are sabotaging your goals.
That's where it gets tough.
Very. And then finally, pinpointing exactly who in your circle reinforces those bad habits. It's a really tough mirror to look into.
It is, but it's uncomfortable by design. By asking you to link your internal flaws to external social triggers, the exercise effectively bypasses your ego.
Okay, break that down for me. How does that work exactly? Why does adding the friend into the equation make it easier to admit my own flaws?
Well, because the human ego is highly defensive, if I just ask you to list your personal faults, your ego throws up a massive shield.
Right. Nobody wants to admit they're the problem.
Exactly. But it is much easier for your brain to criticize an external trigger, like a friend's tendency to gossip, than to admit an internal flaw.
Ah, so you trick your ego into letting its guard down.
Yes. You are secretly mapping out your brain's maladaptive pathways. I mean, the actual physical routes your bad habits take, all under the guise of observing your social circle.
So once you've tricked the ego and mapped out these bad routes, how do you actually pave a new road? Because, awareness is great, but it doesn't actually change the behavior.
And that is where the mental code rewrites come in. Think of them as software patches for the bad wiring you just discovered.
Like actively programming new commands.
Right, like explicitly telling yourself to limit time with the person who triggers your worst habits, or asking how a highly capable friend would handle a crisis before you blindly react to it.
So you're literally writing a script for your brain to execute when things get tough. I love that.
Me too. And the workbook takes this a step further with tonight's bedtime question.
Oh, yes, let's talk about that. The prompt is, if I am the average of those I spend the most time with, Where do I need to go and spend my time to raise that average?
Seeding that specific question right before sleep is just a brilliant cognitive strategy.
Because of memory consolidation, right?
Exactly. While you sleep, your brain consolidates memories, meaning it actively organizes the day's data. By dropping that question in right before you drift off, you prime your subconscious.
So it's hunting for environmental solutions overnight. It's like handing your brain a search warrant right before you clock out.
That is a great way to put it.
So your mission today, grab the workbook, lean into the friction of these questions, and get that day one work done. It really sets the essential foundation for tomorrow's module.
And remember, the discomfort you might feel while doing this exercise is just the physical sensation of your mind expanding its standards.
Perfectly said. As you step out the door today, leave this question running in the background.
Yeah, think about that smartphone analogy.
Exactly. If your brain is constantly acting like a smartphone, automatically syncing to the strongest signal in the room, what invisible standard is it absorbing from your surroundings right this very second?